feature used by the SSL TLS Speedy. Almost all servers use SSL and TLS for rendering their HTTPS traffic. However, Google and Firefox use Speedy, also a networking protocol with compression, multiplexing, and prioritization for reducing the time that web pages take to load. Speedy does not actually replace either HTTP or HTTPS, but it helps to speed up data transfer. The culprit is the compression technique or algorithm that SSL, TLS, and Speedy use. This algorithm, deflate, eliminates duplicate strings. The algorithm replaces repeated strings with a small token on each request, and the length of the request will reduce with each repeat request. Crime analyzes the difference in consecutive requests to guess the value of the cookie. By repeatedly sending requests to the server, it tries to regenerate the information that is being encrypted. Although it is not possible to directly read the session cookie that is included in the request as the browser uses many security mechanisms, crime controls the path of each new request by inserting different strings into the request and attempting to match the value of the cookie. Even though session cookies can be long and may contain digits, lowercase letters, and uppercase letters, special algorithms in crime help to avoid making a large number of requests for decrypting them. Sometimes crime requires only 4 requests, and at the most, 6 may be needed. How to prevent successful crime? Crime needs to plant the JavaScript code into the victim's computer for the attack to be fruitful. Therefore, the user has to protect his system and network from an outside attack and also an inside attack. Anti-malware, anti-spyware, and antivirus software programs must be used and the network hardened with proper security systems such as firewalls and security policies. For crime to succeed, both the server and the client should be using the same compression-decompression techniques or protocols. Using the latest version of browsers mitigates the problem, as many have patched up their code and are no longer using the compression algorithms. Google has modified Speedy to avoid attacks from crime. How healthcare providers can assess their risks. Healthcare organizations need a robust risk assessment methodology wherein they can protect their patient data, comply with regulations, as well as support other business initiatives. With the inception of HIPAA in 1996, it became necessary for healthcare organizations to implement a risk methodology for accurately identifying and mitigating risks within their environment. This risk methodology forms a foundational IT security process, which is essential when making educated decisions about protocol. Although several healthcare organizations do start the process for risk methodology adoption, there are many that face different drawbacks and delays. Qualitative or quantitative? Often, organizations do not consider what type of risk methodology they should adopt. They may go along with whatever is the current hot topic methodology, such as the NIST SP830, without giving much thought to or even understanding the purpose of the methodology and how to implement it appropriately. Although risk methodologies can be considered as best practices, they may not necessarily be a good fit for every organization. Implementing qualitative or observed approaches may be easier to implement, but these do not use factual data when determining risk. On the other hand, implementing quantitative or scientific approaches may be difficult, requiring a significant amount of ongoing effort, but these provide more thorough and accurate results. Whatever methodology an organization may choose to implement, some common actions are necessary to be implemented. Identifying all devices in the organization. An understanding of all the inputs, outputs, and flow of data. Identifying the threats and vulnerabilities associated with each device. Identifying the threat tolerance of the organization and the level of uncertainty for each device. Organizations usually have several departments with varying priorities existing in a diverse and constantly changing environment. The above actions must be completed with the information available from each and every department. Comparing apples to oranges. Popular risk methodologies typically do not include factors outside of information security. While information security happens to be only one piece of the jigsaw puzzle, it does not mean that information security risk is comparable to operational, compliance, or financial risks, since comparing them is like comparing apples to oranges. The entire organization cannot take advantage of the same risk methodology, since the goal is to define individual critical